All right, so we got some phone issues here at the station because I've talked to Jason on my cell phone, and I usually have been calling him on his landline and did that multiple times with each phone and got nothing. Got no ring, no anything, and then tried calling his cell phone. Same thing, so nothing doing with both of our phones in studio. So anyhow, these phones new within the last couple of years, but they were working fine yesterday, and I don't know how we're going to do Win It Wednesday. I don't know, maybe, can we receive calls? I'm not sure. But we couldn't call out to anybody, so. All right. Well, let's do a devotion today from John 17:10 and Jason's notes from the upper room. He did a book on John 13 through 17, and you got the book, and then you got the devotions. And so we're near the end of the one, obviously, John 17:10. So that verse says, "All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them." Jason writes, John 17:10 is a note of belonging. Jesus acknowledged that his people belong to the Father and that they belong to him and that he's glorified in them. With all of Jesus' talk of glory, what did he mean when he said that he's glorified in his followers? Remember, to be glorified is to be highlighted. Jesus is illumined by his people when we show love for one another. When we love sacrificially, we're putting the relational glory of God on display. When we love God supremely, love others sacrificially, love ourselves compassionately, and love creation carefully, we highlight God's glory. God is love. God is relationship. When we model that reality, we glorify the Trinity. And this closing prayer, Jesus, I often fail to love well. I ignore you and I ignore others. All the while, I'm putting myself on display. Help me to live a life of true sacrificial love, to keep your glory in view in all that I do, to understand my call to servanthood, all without losing myself in the process. Today's number is 14. That's the percentage of men who say they don't use deodorant. Mm-hmm. Maybe you should. So we're doing a segment called Weird Laws, and this is beyond the United States. For instance, in Montreal, Canada, there's a municipal regulation that says you can't build or store a nuclear weapon within city limits. So that's a no-no.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I could see where they're coming from with that.
Keep that out of here, yeah.
In Thailand, it's illegal to step on the country's currency. Doing it is considered disrespectful to the king, whose image is on the money. So, you know what? Don't step on your bills in Thailand.
I've heard about the fact that, don't step on the flag, but not the money. In Quitman, Georgia, it's illegal to allow your chickens to cross the road, as the local law considers them a culinary delicacy sacred to its municipality.
No, I think that's Georgia the country, not Georgia the state, but it might apply down there, too. Weird laws. It's illegal to have a dirty car in public in Abu Dhabi, and also illegal to wash that dirty car in public.
Huh?
So apparently wash your car privately.
I guess. It's illegal to push a live moose from an airplane in Alaska.
Oh.
All right.
All right. Yeah, okay. And it's illegal to have a sheep in the cab of your truck without a chaperone in Montana.
In Denmark, it's illegal to start a vehicle if there's someone underneath it.
Well,
we're just clarifying.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
And I guess some of these are from the United States. So maybe that was Georgia and the U.S. In Wisconsin, I didn't know this, it's illegal for a restaurant to provide margarine instead of real butter unless specifically requested by the customer.
Wow. We are the dairy state. In Switzerland, it's illegal to own just one guinea pig. I mean, they need a friend, you know.
I guess so. A few more weird laws, odd laws from around our country and around the world. Shoes with high heels aren't allowed at historic sites in the land of Greece.
And ladies everywhere applauded. In Singapore, you cannot possess, buy, or chew gum. My wife would be pleased with that.
In France, it's illegal to name a pig Napoleon because you need to protect Napoleon's dignity.
Wow. That's a whole nother subject about pet names and giving them human names.
Indeed.
Win a Wednesday in the Whip Wake Up Show. Well, even without the ability to receive incoming calls, which we're apparently folks are working on this morning, we're still going to continue on a Win It Wednesday.
Yes, so this is a bit of a rarity, but we are inviting you to text. Normally, we love hearing your voices, but we are inviting you to text in. Use the listener line. Hopefully, that's in your phone already. 715-396-1670, 715-396-1670 for Tuesday trivia. And again, the question is, and then we'll tell you about the prize and some of the guesses yesterday, but 14% of us say we like eating what? 14% of people say they like eating these. 715-723-2555. We even expanded a little bit and said 14% of people admit they like eating these. So maybe something that's a little off the beaten path. 715-600-3927 and a great prize album.
Yeah, a great prize. It's right here. It's a Chick-fil-A sandwich. Those are always delicious, and your choice of one of three different sandwiches.
So again, 715-600-3927, and what we want you to do is text, again, while we're waiting for our live phone lines to be up and running again. So text 715-600-3927. Here's a guest that just came in, Havo, and they said pickled eggs.
That's a different one. We didn't quite get that guess before, and that is not correct.
Not pickled eggs. Some of the incorrect guesses, again, while you're texting in at 715-600-3927 to answer the question. 14% of people admit to eating these. These are some of the incorrect responses yesterday, Havo. It is not black licorice, mushrooms, beets, prunes, liver and onions, turkey giblets, candy corn, olives, artichokes, Brussels sprouts, fingernails, jalapenos, sardines, lima beans, lutefisk, pickled pig's feet, head cheese, frog legs, cucumbers, insects, dandelions, asparagus, snails or escargot, puff mushrooms or anchovies. I called it the buffet of no thanks because most of those I probably would say no thank you to.
I think it's a good title.
Yeah. What's your guess? 715-396-1670. We've got Sherry from Bloomer.
Yep.
And she guessed pickled eggs right after someone else had guessed that, but her original guess was sauerkraut. Sauerkraut?
Sorry.
Not sauerkraut. Thank you, Sherry. Again, 715-600-3927, inviting you to text in for a chance to win that free Chick-fil-A sandwich courtesy of Chick-fil-A of Eau Claire.
Jan in Colfax calling, texting 715-396-1670. Her guess, oysters.
Is it oysters? Is that what 14% of us admit to eating, enjoying? Not oysters.
And again, you know, when I think about this, the correct answer, I don't know how much people enjoy it as much as they just, they consume it. They're like, yeah, I go ahead and swallow that.
Sure. 715-600-3927, 715-600-3927. Again, text in right now, and hopefully phone lines will be working again later in the WIB Wake Up Show. But it is a Win It Wednesday, and we do want to give you a chance to win. More guesses coming in.
Do you eat the item in question? Are you a consumer of it?
Not on purpose.
No, not on purpose. And I would say I don't even eat the object very often. This one from Linda in Chippewa Falls. Mussels, they have at some places I do not eat. So, okay.
All right.
Mussels.
Mussels? Not mussels. Thank you, Linda. Also heard from Julie from Rice Lake.
Yeah, she says gizzards. Chicken gizzards, right?
Is it gizzards? What 14% of people say, yeah, I eat that. Is it gizzards, Julie? Not gizzards.
Someone else this morning was saying insects, and I think we did have that guest yesterday. Right?
Yeah, so, but just for good measure, no, it's not insects, even though you can get some good protein from that. Sherry from Bloomer in again. She's a quick texter at 715-600-3927.
This is feeling we're at the Minnesota State Fair or the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. Deep fried pickles, could that be it?
That sounds delicious. Is it deep fried pickles? Sherry from Bloomer? No, we've got time for a couple more texts here at 715-600-3927.
I see Nick in La Crosse as he chimes in and says, what about dates? Could that be what 14% of people... All right, Win It Wednesday, WWIB. We've had some phone issues this morning, so we can't take your calls, but we can take your texts.
Yes, 715-396-1670 is the WIB listener line. Yes, I did inadvertently give out my personal cell phone number last hour, so you guys pay attention because I got multiple texts. But the number is 715-396-1670. That is our listener line. The question is this, 14% of us say or admit we like eating these. 14% of us admit to eating these. 14% of people say we like eating what? Or at least we consume these, whether we like it or not. 715-396-1670. You can text away for a chance to win a great prize from Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, that's right. Your choice of one of three Chick-fil-A sandwiches, and a lot more than 14% love these, Caleb. Either a Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich, a grilled chicken, or how about a spicy? I'd go with the spicy chicken.
It's very good.
Sounds good.
715-396-1670. Avail yourself of that opportunity to text to win, because we don't always have text to win contests on a Win It Wednesday. So 715-396-1670. 14% of people admit to eating what?
What are some of the texts you got on your cell phone?
So, and it looks like we're hearing from Sherry from Bloomer as well, saying fried frog legs. It is not fried frog legs. But also some of the folks who texted into my phone said squirrel. It is not squirrel. It is not boogers as well. But again, someone had to guess
wow.
that. It's okay. not chewing gum
yeah.
As well.
Okay.
Or it's not, well, someone else said boogers. All right. And someone said snow as well, too. Huh. So 715-396-1670 is the correct number to
I have had
here.
Squirrel on one occasion. Greg Follinsby in Eau Claire. And it tastes like chicken, Caleb. It tastes like chicken.
All right. Well, there you go. Someone else says anchovies on pizza. So, again, we had anchovies guest before. But just clarifying that as well. So, not anchovies
Kevin
on pizza.
Kevin in Sand Creek says, is it lemons?
Is it lemons? Kevin? No,
nope.
Make some lemonade out of those things. 715-396-1670 for a chance to win a free Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich. 14% of people admit to eating these.
Yeah.
What is it?
Mark in Chippewa Falls says, how about ghost peppers?
Ghost peppers?
Are those really hot?
Yeah,
sound hot.
Yeah, I think ghost peppers and then Carolina Reaper, and then I think there's one that's even hotter than that.
Okay.
But yeah, very hot peppers. We had jalapenos guest before. Is it ghost peppers, Mark? It is not. Sherry from Fairchild says ice cubes. To 14% of people admit to eating ice cubes. Clever guess as well, because we say, oh, we'll drink them, but, you know, do you actually crunch on them?
Right, right,
I think
right.
I had a sibling who sleepwalked and sleep ate ice cubes at some point. Not ice cubes.
Again, Nick in Eau Claire says Brussels sprouts, which has been guessed, so that's not it. And as long as she's texting, Jan's like, hey, I'm going to guess two things.
All right, so her first guess is marshmallow peeps. Is it peeps, Jan from Colfax? No, not peeps in her second guess.
Circus peanuts.
Circus peanuts. Is it circus peanuts? It's not. We've got time for a few more guesses here at 715-396-1670, which is the listener line and not my cell phone like I gave out last hour.
That's right. Hey, Beth in Eau Claire says, well, how about guacamole?
Is it guacamole, Beth? 14% of people admit to eating guacamole.
It's got to be a lot more than that.
Guac is awesome.
Yeah, it's very good.
So good.
Yeah.
Here's another guess, and they say, is it black jelly beans? Now, black licorice was guessed.
Yeah, black licorice and black jelly beans, a slight derivation, so.
Is it black jelly beans? No. Time for three more guesses here. Let's do three more guesses.
Yeah, and this first one, we don't have a name, but they say, could it be pork rinds?
Is it pork rinds? 14% of people admit to eating pork rinds. Is it pork rinds for a free Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich? No, not what we're looking for. Nick again says pickles. Oh, just straight up pickles.
Yeah, let's not count that. I think we've had pickles guessed already. We've got Sherry and Bloomer says hot takis. I don't know.
Takis. Takis. The kids love takis.
Hot takis.
Okay. Is it takis? Not takis. And our last guess is from Ryan Halvo.
And he says, Ryan in Fall Creek says, could it be raw eggs? Going back to the Rocky movie in the mid-70s.
14% of people admit to eating raw eggs. Ryan from Fall Creek for free Chick-fil-A.
Not it.
No, not what we're looking for. Thanks for the great guesses, everyone. And yeah, maybe it's about time for a clue.
We'll have to come up with something. We already got a couple of guesses. We're just going to bank until 8:45 here. Yeah, so here's the deal. Again, we can't take your calls. We've got some technical issues with that being worked on this morning in terms of receiving calls. We've been taking texts, but only at the appointed time. So we actually got so many texts last time in the 8:15, 8:20 or so that we're going to pick up with some of those. We did give you a clue after the 8:30 weather, which we'll get to again. But some of you took that as a cue to just go ahead and guess at 396-1670, and we're not going to count those because we weren't fielding guesses at that time.
Yeah, so again, you can guess again now when we're live on the air, but just to make it fair again for those who stopped after we went back to music, you can go ahead and guess again if you text it in, 715-396-1670. But again, if it came after we were off the air, after we said, oh, we'll take guesses later, then we can't count that. So 715-396-1670. Again, 14% of us admit to eating these. What is it? And Havel gave a clue as well about 15 minutes ago.
Yeah, let me first of all give you, just because they're kind of good, some of these other guesses before I gave the clue. Linda in Chippewa Falls said raw rhubarb. That's not it. Kevin in Fountain City said fruitcake. And Nick in Eau Claire repeated something, the cucumbers as well. I think even shrimp tails, somebody, yeah, that and that's a good guess, right? Shrimp tails, like people eat the shrimp, but do you eat the tail? No, that's not it either. And John and Ladysmith took us to rattlesnakes. So those were all good guesses. But my clue was this. Special events. Today happens to be Fried Scallops Day, Kale Day, and Pumpkin Seed Day. And I said one of those particularly got me thinking about our correct answer.
All right, 715-396-1670 for that free Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich courtesy of Chick-fil-A of Eau Claire. 715-396-1670. Now is the time to text.
And Kevin in Sand Creek says, okay, so what about sunflower seeds?
Is it sunflower seeds, Kevin? No, but he's picking up on the clue there.
He is, yeah.
Justin from Stanley says oysters. He says, what are oysters, Alex? Not oysters. Someone says chewing gum. I feel like that's been guessed, but no, not chewing gum.
Brian in Eau Claire says apple seeds. So picking up on the seeds theme. Could that be it?
All right. Let's see. Mark from Chippewa Falls says octopus. Heather from Chippewa Falls. What does she guess, Alvo?
Heather in Chippewa Falls is going with watermelon seeds.
Is it watermelon seeds? Heather from Chippewa Falls, of 14% of people admit to eating the seeds in watermelon. Yes, they do.
Heather, you're going to Chick-fil-A.
Yes, 14% of us admit to eating watermelon seeds. I don't know if it's so much like a pumpkin seed type of a thing where it's, oh, yeah, I love these. I think it's just... I'm enjoying snarfing the watermelon so much and eat the seeds along with it.
I'll admit to eating apple seeds. Sometimes I just have the apple and rather than, you know, the complicated process of getting rid of it all, I'm like, just down these. But there you go.
But watermelon seeds is what we've been looking for the past 2 days. Congratulations, Heather from Chippewa Falls. Come on in and pick up your free Chick-fil-A sandwich card.